This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear, every cub, and you. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. So, good news for all you Urso bibliophiles, bear book lovers, that is. Three Dates is the name of a new novel from Cub McAllister that came out in February 2006 from King of Mars Publications. Here's a quick synopsis. How far is too far when it comes to favors of friendship? Billy Spencer is about to find out when his best friend, Archie Franklin, asks for a most unusual, enigmatic, and extravagant favor for Billy to go out on three dates with Archie's boyfriend, Jerry Jenkins. Can Billy go through with the request, knowing he's been hiding a secret crush on Jerry for years? Will this hidden desire be the end of a friendship? Secrets, lies, and surprises will be discovered in Three Dates. Here's the author, Cub McAllister, speaking in an interview with Herndon Davis about his book, Three Dates.
At the highest level, Three Dates is a romantic comedy about an interracial relationship set in the bear community. The main character, Billy, is asked by his best friend, Archie, to go out on three dates with Archie's boyfriend, Jerry. Archie had been in an automobile accident a few months earlier and has been paralyzed and feels that he's not able to satisfy or take care of his boyfriend. So rather than, you know, his boyfriend go out, you know, some stranger or, you know, get it wherever he can, he decides that he would like Billy to stand in as kind of like a surrogate for this. Billy's holding a secret in that he has carried a torch for Jerry for many years. So he's very hesitant to do this, knowing that, you know, he has these feelings, he has these emotions, and given the chance, you know, he may act on it, and will he lose a friend because of it? What Billy doesn't know is that Archie has an agenda of his own.
Find out everything about Cub McAllister and his new book, Three Dates, at his website, cubmcallister.com. That's spelled CUBMCCALLISTER. Surely if you've spent any time online, you know about Wikipedia, the free online encyclopedia. I put up a notice, in fact, on the Bear's mailing list, asking people to contribute to the entry for Bear Community. Some folks have really put forward a lot of effort and energy into helping to refine and expand the definition for Bear Community in Wikipedia, and I'd really like to thank them all. Here's the article on Bear Community on Wikipedia as of end of the year 2006. The Bear Community is a masculinist subculture in the gay community. Bears are usually mature, gay, or bisexual men with hairy bodies and facial hair. Some are heavy set, but that is not a requirement. Bears often exhibit an outwardly masculine appearance. Some bears place great importance on presenting a hyper-masculine image and shun interaction with men who display effeminate style and mannerisms. Other bears do not. There is much debate in the gay community as to the definition of a bear. Some say anyone who identifies himself as a bear is one, while others argue that bears must have a certain physical characteristic, such as a hairy chest and face, and a certain mode of dress and behavior. Then there's a graphic of the Bear Brotherhood flag. The first section, entitled Origins and Behavior, has a photograph of bears marching in San Francisco Pride 2004. Then the text reads, "The bear community originated in San Francisco in the 1980s as an outgrowth of the gay biker and then later the leather and girth and mirth communities. It was created by men who felt that mainstream gay culture was unwelcoming to men who did not fit a particular bodily norm, hairless and young. Body wasting among men living with AIDS may have been another reason for the popularity of the bear look in the mid-1980s. photographer and researcher Chris Nelson and his partner Richard Bulger started Bear Magazine, originally a Xerox copied flyer, from their home in San Francisco's North Beach in the 1980s. Richard and Chris took the magazine to a high-gloss format, which was distributed throughout the world. Blue-collar, working-class men often appeared in the magazine, which usually did not depict gay bodybuilders or leathermen. Richard and his friend, Rick Redwell, who had founded San Francisco's Lone Star Saloon, found themselves with a huge success. The Lone Star became ground zero for the West Coast bear scene. In its early years, the Lone Star was the home bar of the Rainbow Motorcycle Club. The bar did not play the dance music typically found in other gay clubs. Only hard rock and heavy metal music was played. After Rick died and the bar was sold, the music broadened to include country, blues, pop, soul, and oldies with a base of classic rock, but no disco. By then, Bear Magazine had sold to Bear Dog Hoffman, who developed the Brush Creek media empire into several special interest gay magazines, as well as a video series. When Bear Magazine ceased publication in 2000, its former staff members started 100% Beef. At the onset of the bear movement, some bears separated from the gay community at large, forming clubs to create social and sexual opportunities for their own. Many clubs are loosely organized social groups. Others are modeled on leather backpatch clubs with a strict set of bylaws, membership requirements, and charities. Bear clubs often sponsor large yearly events, bear runs, or bear gatherings, like the annual Lazy Bear event, drawing regional, national, and international visitors. Many events attract a significant bear following, such as Southern Decadence in New Orleans. A feature at many bear events is a bear contest, a sort of hypermasculine beauty pageant awarding titles and sashes, often made of leather, to winners. Example, Mr. Washington, D.C. Bear 2006. Then there's a delightful color pick of Mr. D.C. Bear Cub 2006 and Mr. D.C. Bear 2006. Gay leather bears have competed in leather contests, and muscle bears have been a subculture driven by websites like Big Muscle Bears. The bear subculture evolved long before the internet became popular, but can be closely tied to the growth of online social networking. Gay men who felt they were not welcome at their local gay meeting places, or who just wanted a quick hookup, found easy access to and acceptance from similar people online. Older gay men were quick to pick up on the online bear community, but bears and wannabe bears of all ages are part of it. The bear community has spread all over the world, with bear clubs in North America, Australia, Europe, Latin America, Asia, and Africa. Bear clubs often serve as social and sexual networks for older, hairier, sometimes heavier gay and bisexual men, and members contribute to their local gay communities through fundraising and other functions. Bear events are commonly in heavily gay communities, and lots of flux and interaction occur between members of the different sub-communities. On the IRC network, FNET, the chat room #BearCave is an example of an internet-based bear club. The gay bear community constitutes a minor commercial market. It offers t-shirts and other accessories, as well as calendars and porn movies featuring bear icons, for example, Jack Radcliffe. Catalina Video has a bear-themed line, the Furry Features series. As more gay men have identified as bears, more bars, especially leather or western bars, have become bear-friendly. Some bars cater specifically to bear patrons. As bears have become more common in the larger gay culture, and as more gay and bisexual men identify as bears, bears have not segregated themselves as much as they once did. Gay bars are now a mainstream element of the gay community at large. Ironically, discrimination has now increased within the bear community, as some men who identify as bears or muscle bears do not welcome larger-bodied bears, see chubby culture, at their events. A common criticism of the bear community is that some bear-identified men tend to exclude men who do not fit their standards of what a quote-unquote real bear is. Fat, or lack of it, is a political issue among bears, some of whom see their overweight condition as a form of self-acceptance. Some also note a lack of racial diversity in the bear community, believing this to be a result of a white beauty standard. The next section of the bear community entry in Wikipedia is references in pop culture. Though not generally widely known outside of the gay community, the bear concept has surfaced in pop culture. Television. On the American television show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, a stocky and hairy man receiving a makeover was informed by one of the hosts that, in our community, you would be called a cub. In The Simpsons, episode Three Gays of the Condo, Homer runs into Waylon Smithers in the gay part of town. One of Smithers' friends asks, "Hey Waylon, who's the bear?" Woof! In The Simpsons, episode Much Apu About Nothing, Homer chants, "We're here, we're queer, we don't want any more bears." When asked by Lenny Leonard where he picked up the pretty catchy chant, he replies, "Oh, I heard it at the mustache parade they have every year." A more obtuse reference to beardom is evinced here, but the bear-savvy outlook on The Simpsons writers surely ranks among the highest. In American Wedding, a character, appropriately named Bear, at a gay bar flirts with Stifler after Stifler growls at him. The woof can be heard. In the British television show Absolutely Fabulous, during the episode entitled Gay, the character of Beau, played by Mo Gaffney, attempts to put her husband Marshall's potential homosexual tendencies to the test by setting him up on the date with a daddy bear. The Kids in the Hall, Season 5, Episode 2, 1994, a skit called Grizzly showed Kevin McDonald being attacked by a bear in a gay bar and surviving by flashing back to his Boy Scout training, eventually playing dead. In The L Word, Season 3's Episode 2, entitled Lost Weekend, characters Jenny and Moira enter a club's bear night and dance among large bearded men. On the reality show Can't Get a Date, singer and actor James Bradford identifies as a bear but is shown actively trying to lose weight. On the June 19, 2006 episode of The Colbert Report, Stephen Colbert listed bears as the top threat to his continued heterosexuality, a play on his previously stated fear of the animal of the same name. On the 11th August 2006 episode of Big Brother's Big Mouth, Russell Brand spoke to a member of the studio audience and asked them, "You're what is known in the gay community as a bear, aren't you?" Next is the pop culture subculture, music. Minnesota indie rock band Lifter Puller, on their album Half Dead and Dynamite, wrote a song called The Bears. It features lyrics such as, "Your kisses taste just like skull bandits." Mark Weigel included the song Bears on his 2006 album, Out of the Loop. He put a takeoff on the rap song Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot, titled Buddy Got Gut, on his 2005 album, Soul Sex. And a full-scale musical festival of musicians identified as bears called Bearapalooza was started by musician Freddie Freeman in New York City in 2002. It has since traveled to Seattle, Washington, Dade City, Florida, and Philadelphia. Its current home base is Nashville, Tennessee. The last subsection in pop culture references to bear community is other mass media. Steve C. from the Opie and Anthony show is said to look like a bear that, quote, enjoys a deep man kiss from time to time. A popular sound clip on the show is Steve saying, "Grrr." Jim Norton, the comedian, is credited with originating this persona. Perhaps the earliest reference to beardom in pop culture may be in a fake commercial on the Firesign Theater's Everything You Know Is Wrong album. Quote, "See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Kinda makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's why I like to wrap my lips around the tall, sweaty head of a bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. Like my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, episode number 48. This has been your Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia. Email me at bearsoup@gmail.com and check out my website at serratia.com, S-U-R-E-S-H-A. Join us every week, Thursdays and Sundays, 2 and 10 Eastern and Pacific Times, on the Bear Radio Network, 24/7, streaming eclectic bear music and more. Also podcasting on iTunes and at bearradio.net. Don't forget our Bear Soup motto: sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.